Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle of self-liberation, living as your highest self on your highest timeline through energetic rewiring, living in flow, and creating your reality. If you're ready to tap into your innate magic and live as the highest version of yourself, let's dive in. Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to another episode of Tea Time with Becky. Today's episode is another short snippet from one of my TV show episodes from my show, The Path of Alignment. Today's episode is actually about balancing your divine feminine and divine masculine energies. So you're going to get a bit of the intro on that, and then I'm only able to give you what your divine feminine energy looks like when it's in and out of alignment. You're also going to hear that I'm going to lead you into a guided meditation, and you are going to get all of that, including what your divine masculine energy looks like in and out of alignment, when you click in the show notes to head over to my TV show, The Path of Alignment. Right now, you can subscribe to it completely for free. You can watch that. You can even just throw your headphones in, sit and close your eyes and listen. There is a beautiful guided meditation in there. So please make sure that you click that link in the show notes to watch or listen to the rest of this episode. Let's dive in. In today's episode, first, I'm going to explain to you the energies of both the divine feminine and both the divine masculine. Just to give you some time to acknowledge and recognize where you feel the energies are sitting within you without judgment, but also to see if they're feeling in or out of alignment. Because as you know, our entire goal here is to help you live your path of alignment. So we have our divine feminine energy and we have our divine masculine energy. And also just remembering that neither one of these has anything to do with your physical being feminine or masculine or how you identify, as all of our bodies are made up of a balance of divine feminine and divine masculine energy, our yin and our yang. So first we'll dive into divine feminine energy, what that feels and looks like when it's in and out of alignment. So first, divine feminine energy is nurturing and empathetic. So when that's in alignment, it may look like having healthy and caring relationships with yourself and with others, as well as having empathy and compassion for yourself and for others. When this aspect is out of alignment, it may show up as you being overly critical of your feelings or the feelings of others, or it may even show up as people-pleasing. Another element of the divine feminine is having a strong connection to your intuition and your inner wisdom. And when this is in alignment, you feel confident making decisions based on your intuition, trusting your gut feeling, or just feeling solid in your intuitive connection and your inner wisdom. You may also feel driven to strengthen or fuel or honor your intuitive connection regularly through spirituality, through mindfulness practices, or through seeking support in it. When this aspect maybe feels a little bit more out of alignment, you may feel like you need to trust your logic over your intuition or your heart, and you may be more dismissive of your intuitive feelings or allow others to talk you out of really trusting that inner knowing. The next aspect is creativity and expression. So when this is in alignment, you create just for the sake of creating. You don't need any type of external validation or a type of outcome or anything that moves the needle. You simply just embrace your creativity as a means to express yourself. You're also able to fully express your full authenticity in whatever way is true to you. When this is out of alignment, you feel the need to make every form of creative expression have a purpose, or again, to move the needle. You may feel stifled creatively or feel like you have a full-on creative block. The creative ideas may not feel like they're flowing to you, and you can't really see a point in allowing yourself time to simply just create to create. So you may also feel like you need to hide parts of your true self, and you don't feel really like safe and free to just express the real you. The next aspect would be
emotional intelligence. So when this is in alignment, you're accepting of yourself and your emotions as you are, as a human being, knowing that you are made of light and shadows, and you're just able to honor yourself and both sides of that as just perfectly a part of you and your humanness. Out of alignment, it may feel more like you're judging yourself or you're falling into criticism, hiding certain traits in you because you deem them to be shameful or embarrassing and not allowing yourself to feel them, which causes you to actually suppress them. So this may also show up as having a victim mentality, feeling like you're trapped by your circumstances or state, and giving your power away by placing the blame on others or even on things that you deem in yourself to be flaws. So I'm sure by this point, you're somewhat able to recognize what aspects of your own divine feminine energy are in or out of alignment, but please remember that there is no judgment here. This isn't to make you feel bad or to make yourself feel shame or guilt around any of this. It's exactly the opposite. Just as I mentioned in emotional intelligence, when you're able to acknowledge the feelings that have been hidden deep down, you're able to honor them and feel them and let them be expressed healthily so that you can heal and balance them. And once again, acknowledging that any area that's out of alignment is a pocket for expansion for you. And that little life pocket that you're able to honor and allow it to really be felt allows it to expand into alignment. And we will be doing just that through our guided meditation activation in a bit. But first, let's dive into how your divine masculine energy is either in or out of alignment as well.